今天的题目是恶人和他们的命运。
So today's message is the wicked and their fate.
在还没有开始之前，我们要来看两段经文。
Before we start, let's look at two verses.
我请雅茹姐妹上来读今天的经文。
约伯记15:17-35，我指示你，你要听，我要述说所看见的，就是智慧人从列祖所受，传而不隐瞒的。这地唯独赐给他们，没有外人从他们中间经过。恶人一生之日，劬劳痛苦，强暴人一生的年数也是如此。惊吓的声音常在他耳中，在平安时抢夺的必临到他那里。他不信自己能从黑暗中转回，他被刀剑等候，他漂流在外求食，说哪里有食物呢？他知道黑暗的日子在他手边预备好了。极难困苦叫他害怕，而且胜了他，好像君王预备上阵一样。他伸手攻击神，以骄傲攻击全能者，挺着颈项，用盾牌的后凸面向全能者直闯。是因他脸蒙上脂油，腰积成肥肉。他曾住在荒凉城邑，无人居住，将成乱堆的房屋。他不得富足，财物不得长存，产业在地上也不加增。他不得出离黑暗，火焰要将他的枝子烧干，因神口中的气，他要灭亡。他不用依靠虚假欺哄自己，因虚假必成为他的报应。他的日期未到之先，这事必成就。他的枝子不得青绿，他必像葡萄树的葡萄未熟而落，又像橄榄树的花一开而谢。原来不敬虔之辈必无声誉，受贿赂之人的帐篷必被火烧。他们所怀的是毒害，所生的是罪孽，心里所预备的是诡诈。约伯记18:5-21，罪人的亮光必要熄灭，他的火焰必不照耀。他帐篷中的亮光要变为黑暗，他以上的灯也必熄灭。他坚强的脚步必见狭窄，自己的计谋必将他绊倒，因为他被自己的脚陷入网中，走在缠人的网罗上，圈套必抓住他的脚跟，机关必擒获他，活扣为他藏在土内，羁绊为他藏在路上。四面的惊吓要使他害怕，并且追赶他的脚跟。他的力量必因饥饿衰败，祸患要在他旁边等候。他本身的肢体要被吞吃，死亡的长子要吞吃他的肢体。他要从所依靠的帐篷被拔出来，带到惊吓的王那里。不属他的必住在他的帐篷里，硫磺必撒在他所住之处。下边他的根本要枯干，上边他的枝子要剪除。他的纪念在地上必然灭亡，他的名字在街上也不存留。他必从光明中被撵到黑暗里，必被赶出世界。在本名中必无子无孙，在寄居之地也无一人存留。以后来的要惊奇他的日子，好像以前去的受了惊骇。不义之人的住处总是这样，此乃不认识神之人的地步。
我小的时候很喜欢看武侠片。
I like the action movies when I was young.
功夫 movie.
It's a 功夫 movie.
那每当有武侠片在电影院上映的时候，我都不会错过。
I would never miss any action movies.
那从我所看过的武侠片，
So from all the action movies that I've seen before,
我发现到 每一部武侠片的叙述都有一个共同点。
I found that there's a common theme about every narrative of the movies.
也就是作恶的人最后没有好的下场。
That is the wicked doesn't have good ending.
所以华人有一句话，有一句俗语说，恶有恶报，善有善报。
So, there's a Chinese idiom, a saying, translated into English is, you reap what you sow.
啊，这是自古以来所流传下来的一个俗语。
This is an idiom from long time ago.
啊，一个作恶的人必有他的报应。
The wicked will get their punishment.
那今天我们要来从业伯记来探讨这些作恶的人和他们的结局。
So today we're going to talk about the wicked and their fate based on Job.
那在业伯记到底谁是恶人？
So who are the wicked in Job?
恶人这两个字在业伯记是一个要词。
The wicked is a keyword in Job.
那这个业伯记这个要词在业伯记一共出现了26次。
This keyword appeared 26 times in Job.
那恶人是指那些心思歪曲。
So the wicked referred to those with a twisted mind.
啊，品格败坏。
Corrupted character.
啊，行为邪恶的人。
And evil behavior.
啊，这些人专做恶事。
They only do evil things.
啊，他们也不敬畏神。
And they don't respect God.
所以在信仰上、品格上，正好跟义人、正直的人完全的相反。
So they are the opposite of the righteous and upright people.
所以《业伯记》采用了七个不同的词句来描述恶人的形象，还有他们的恶性。
So there are seven words and terms to describe the wicked image and their characters.
啊，第一个就是强暴人。
The first one is ruthless.
所以在这节经文说，恶人一生之热，劬劳痛苦。我刚学到一个新的字，强暴人一生的年数也是如此。
So in this verse, it said the wicked man writhed in pain all his days through all the years that are laid up for the ruthless.
那强暴人是指那些用这种暴力来达到目的那些歹徒。
So the ruthless refers to those bad people who achieve their goals through violence.
那这种人他们的心态败坏。
Their mind is corrupted.
啊，以这种暴力来欺压那些弱小的人。
And they oppress those weaker people with violence.
那业伯认为这种人没有好的下场。
And Job thinks those people, these wicked people, won't have good end.
那么第二个词句业伯用来描述这些恶人就是不敬虔之辈。
The second word is Godless.
原来不敬虔之辈必无生意，受贿赂之人的帐篷必被火烧。
For the company of the godless is barren, and the fire consumes the tents of bribery.
所以这些经文使用两个词句来形容这个作恶的人。
So actually there are two words to describe evildoers.
第一个就是不敬虔之辈，然后第二是受贿赂之人。
Godless and bribery.
不敬虔之辈是指那些不把神放在眼中的人。
The godless refers to those who don't fear God and only do bad things.
他们专行恶的事情。
The evil things are the only things they do.
然后这种人不会得救。
They won't be saved.
他们也不会见到神的面。
And they won't be able to come before God.
然后第三个用词就是受贿赂的人。
The third word is bribery.
然后受贿赂的人是指那些贪爱钱财，以那些贿赂的手段来勾当别人。
So, the bribery refers to those people who are greedy for money and, they bribe people to do deeds with them.
啊，神禁止人受贿赂。
God forbids bribe.
在出埃及记第23章第8节说，不可受贿赂，因为贿赂能叫明眼人变瞎了。就能颠倒一人的话。
So in Exodus chapter 23, Bible 8, verse 8 said, And you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds the clear-sighted, and subverts the cause of those who are in the right.
当然什么是受贿赂。
So what is taking bribe?
那么今天我们可以用另外一个词句来解释这个意思就是贪污。
So we can, explain in another word today, which is taking,
corruption.
Yeah, which
corruption.
Is corruption.
所以当一个人贪污的时候，他的眼睛都瞎了，他不能够看到什么事实的事情。
So when you're corrupted, you are blinded and you cannot see the fact.
所以受贿赂是歪曲公义的行为。
So taking bribe is distorting justice.
啊，箴言书第17章23节说，恶人暗中受贿赂，为要颠倒判断。
So in Proverbs 17:23 it says, The wicked accepts a bribe in secret to prevent the ways of justice.
然后第四个用词是不义的人。
And then the fourth word is unrighteous.
啊，不义之人的住处总是这样，此乃不认识神之人的地步。
Surely such are the dwellings of the unrighteous. Such is the place of him who knows not God.
所以不义的人，他们不认识神。
So the unrighteousness, they don't know God.
啊，他们也不遵循神的律法。
And they don't follow God's rules.
啊，他们行不义的事情。
They do evil deeds.
然后第五个用词是霸道的人。
And the fifth word, the prince.
你们说霸子的房屋在哪里？恶人住过的帐篷在哪里？
For you say, where is the house of the prince? Where is the tent in which the wicked lived?
所以霸子是指那些霸道以邪恶的手段来赚取钱财。
So the prince here refers to those overbearing people who, through wicked ways to, grab money.
啊，他们有这个权力，他们有势力。
They have the right, they have the force.
有这个崇高的社会的地位。
They have a high, social status.
啊，因此他们感到骄傲，还有霸道。
So they are proud, they think they're the prince.
然后第六个用词在耶伯记是这个仇敌。
The sixth word, enemy.
厌我的仇敌如恶人一样，厌那起来攻击我的如不义之人一般。
Let my enemy be as the wicked, and let him who rises up against me be as the unrighteous.
所以仇敌是那些专门与义人作对的人。
So the enemy refers to those who are against the righteous.
啊，这种人因为他们的不义，所以他们专门对付那些义人。
Because of their own unrighteousness, they are specifically against the righteous people.
然后最后第七个用词就是骄傲的人。
And the last one, the seventh, is everyone who is proud.
啊，要发出你满意的怒气，见一切骄傲的人使他降卑，见一切骄傲的人将他直服，把恶人践踏在本处。
Pour out the overflowings of your anger, and look on everyone who is proud and abase him. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low and tread down the wicked where they stand.
所以骄傲的人是那些狂傲，不把人，不把神放在眼中的人。
So the proud refer to those very prideful and don't respect, don't fear God and don't respect people.
所以在诗篇里面，诗人祈求神严厉的惩罚这些人。
So in Psalms, the poet begged God to punish them severely.
啊，直到他们得到应得的报应。
So that they would get what the punishment they deserve.
啊，这节经文是在诗篇九十四篇二节，审判世界的主啊，求你挺身而立，使骄傲人受应得的报应。
This is in Psalms 94:2. It says, "Rise up, judge of the earth, pay back to the proud that they deserve."
恶人有恶报。
So the evildoers will get punishment.
啊，这个是夜伯记里面就是形容的一个所谓这个观念。
That's an idea described in Job.
那么首先我们来看恶人所得到的遭遇。
So let's first look at the encounter of the wicked.
啊，刚才我们今天早上我们读到夜伯记十五章跟十八章。是 两段经文。
So we read the verses in chapter 15th and 18th of Job this morning.
然后其实耶伯记十五章和就是他讲到以利法他的长篇大论呢。
So the chapter 15th, Eliphaz talked a lot.
啊，在以利法他在耶伯记十五章，还有比勒达在耶伯记十八章讲到恶人必有恶报的道理。
So in chapter 15, the Eliphaz, and chapter 18, the Bildad, they both talked about the wicked doesn't have good ending.
啊，他的目的就是希望耶伯能够反省自己的行为。
So their purpose is for Job to reflect what he does.
我们晓得耶伯所遭遇的苦难可能是跟他的心态还有行为是有相关的。
And to realize that maybe what he's experiencing has something to do with his attitude and behavior.
所以以利法从他们祖先们的经历还有他个人的经历来讲解这个恶人必有恶报的道理。
So Eliphaz talked about this evildoers doesn't have a good ending based on what happened to the ancestors and based on his own experience.
所以他这里说，我指示你，你要听，我要诉说所看见的，就是智慧人从列祖所受，传说而不隐瞒的。
He said,I will show you, hear me, and what I have seen, I will declare. What wise men have told without hiding it from their fathers.
然后他再继续说下去，他说恶人一生之日，疲劳痛苦，强暴人一生的年数也是如此。惊吓的声音藏在他的耳中，在平安时抢夺的必临到他那里。
Then he said, the wicked man writhed in pain all his days, through all the years that are laid up for the ruthless. Dreadful sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer will come upon him.
他不信自己能从黑暗中转回，他被刀剑等候。他漂流在外求事，说那里有食物呢？他知道黑暗的日子在他手边预备好了，急难困苦叫他害怕，而且胜了他，好像君王预备上阵一样。
He said, he does not believe that he will return out of darkness, and he is marked for the sword. He wanders abroad for bread, saying, where is it? He knows that a day of darkness is ready at his hand. Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him like a king ready for battle.
所以从这段经文，我们看到以利法他对列国所提出的这个警告还有责备。
So based on these verses, we saw that Eliphaz is giving Job the warning and the criticism.
所以他认为恶人并没有好的下场。
He thinks the wicked doesn't have a good ending.
所以根据这段经文啊，恶人必面对五种折磨。
Based on this Bible verses, the wicked will face five kinds of torture.
第一个折磨就是恶人一身之热啊，就是这个疲劳痛苦，强暴人一生的年数也是如此。
The first is writhe in pain. The wicked man writhe in pain all his days through all the years that are laid up for the ruthless.
所以疲劳痛苦是指为了生存，为了赚取更多的钱财，劳碌而带来那种痛苦。
The writhing pain here refers to the pain caused by hard working because one wants to make a living and make more money.
是不是很多人想赚更多的钱，但是后果是带来更多的痛苦。
Aren't there many people who want to make more money but then ended up in more pain?
所以传道书第二章第二十节说，故此我专想我在日光之下所劳碌的一切工作，心变绝望。
Like was said in Ecclesiastes 2:20, so I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil of my labors under the sun.
恶人第二个折磨就是这个惊吓。
Another torture, dread.Dreadful sounds.
惊吓的声音藏在他的耳中，在平安时抢夺的必临到他那里。
Dreadful sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer will come upon him.
那惊吓的声音是指因为心中藏有这个内疚。
So the dreadful soundsrefers to because one has guilt in his heart.
缺乏这个安全感所带来那种惊吓。
The fear that he feels because of lack of security.
就算是在平静的日子里面。
So even in peaceful days.
只要有一点风吹草动。
Even there's the slightest sign of disturbance.
做贼心虚的人就会感到害怕。
And the guilty conscience will cause the wicked to be afraid.
以为有人要来陷害他。
And he will be afraid that somebody will frame him or what.
就如箴言书第二十八章第一节所说。
Like was said in Proverbs 28:1-8,
恶人虽无人追赶，也逃逃。
The wicked flee when no one pursues.
那么，恶人的第三个折磨是没有自信。
And the third one is, doesn't believe himself.
他不信自己能从黑暗中转回，他被刀剑等候。
He does not believe that he will return out of darkness, and he is marked for the sword.
所以恶人不相信神。
So the wicked doesn't believe in God.
他不相信人。
He doesn't believe others.
连自己也不相信。
He doesn't believe himself.
所以他们感到很悲观。
So they are pessimistic.
他们不能够承受这个患难所带来那种冲击。
They cannot stand the adversity brought up by the attack.
然后恶人第四个折磨是漂流讨吃。
And the fourth torture and suffering is wanders abroad for bread.
他漂流在外求事，说 哪里有食物呢？他知道黑暗的日子在他手边预备好了。
He wanders abroad for bread, saying, "Where is it?" He knows that a day of darkness is ready at his hand.
恶人有一天将会走投无路。
One day there will be no way out for wicked.
啊，最后成为一个乞丐。
And become a beggar.
啊，在外漂流逃刺。
And wanders abroad for bread.
然后最后一个啊，恶人的啊这个折磨是他们感到害怕而且恐惧。
The last one is terrified.
啊，极难困苦叫他害怕，而且胜了他，好像君王预备上阵一样。
Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him like a king ready for battle.
所以当苦难临到他们的时候，他们就感到害怕。
So when distress comes to the wicked, they are terrified.
那使到他们失去这个勇气还有力量。
They will lose their courage and power.
所以苦难好像那个君王率领那个军队上阵的时候。
So the distress is like a king leading an army.
啊，将他打到啊、这个落荒而逃。
And the wicked will be defeated and then flee.
所以根据今天早上我们所看那两段经文，特别现在十五章那段经文。
So the verses that we looked this morning, especially in chapter 15.
以利法认为恶人陷入这个不幸的患难里面。
So based on Eliphaz, he thinks that the wicked is in the unfortunate distress.
啊，是因为他们狂傲和骄傲。
That's because they are proud.
啊，长期跟随敌对所带来的后果。
And because they are against God all the time.
所以以利法责备叶伯。
So he criticized Job.
认为叶伯相当的顽固还有骄傲。
Thinking that Job is very stubborn and proud.
所以在这段经文他说他伸手攻击神，他是叶伯，以骄傲攻击全能者，挺坐景象，用盾牌的后吐什么面向全能者直闯，是因他的脸蒙上脂油，腰肌成肥肉。
Because he has stretched out his hand against God and defied the Almighty, running stubbornly against him with a thickly bossed shield. Because he has covered his face with his fat and gathered fat upon his waist.
所以在这段就是恶人啊，你知道他变成体重增加。
The wicked will gain weight.
啊，所以这段经文里面说到神是那个全能者。
So in this verse it said God is the Almighty.
啊，说明这位神是创造天地万物的主。
He's the Creator God.
啊，他是独一无二、无所不能的神。
He's the one and only God.
所以作恶的人以为他自己很了不起。
The wicked thinks high about themselves.
啊，大胆的伸手去攻击神。
And try to attack God with his hand.
要打倒这位全能者。
And try to defeat the Almighty.
啊，不仅如此，这节经文也描述到恶人他顶坐景象。
And not only that, it also says they run stubbornly.
顶坐景象就是指这个恶人他很有自信、骄傲而且顽梗。
That means that the wicked is very stubborn and believe in himself so much.
所以神的审判将会带给他们这个很悲惨的一个结果。
So God's punishment will bring a very bad fate to them.
所以在这里说，他曾住在荒凉城邑，无人居住，将成乱堆的房屋，他不得 富足，财物不得长存，产业在地上也不加增。他不得处理黑暗，火焰将他的枝子烧干，因神口中的气，他要灭亡。
And has lived in desolate cities, in houses that none should inhabit, which were ready to become heaps of ruins. He will not be rich, and his wealth will not endure, nor will his possessions spread over the earth. He will not depart from darkness. The flame will dry up his shoots, and by the breath of his mouth he will depart.
所以作恶的人，他将会失去他华丽的那个住宅，还有他所累积的那些财物。
So the wicked will lose his splendid housing and then the property that he accumulated in the past.
被逼住在一个破烂的房屋里面。
And be forced to live in a ragged house.
不仅如此，他们还要面对这个死亡的威胁。
Not only that, his life will be threatened.
因为恶人的恶行，神的审判将会临到他们的身上。
Because of the evil deeds that the wicked will face God's judgment.
所以以利法认为恶人必定没有他好的下场。
So Eliphaz didn't think that wicked would have good ending.
所以在这段经文他说，原来不敬之辈必无生意，受贿赂之人的帐篷必被火烧，他们所怀的是毒害，所生的是罪孽，心里所预备的是毁葬。
For the company of godless is barren, and fire consumes the tent of bribery. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil, and their womb prepares deceit.
所以这个这段经文使用这个怀胎还有生产的比喻来说明神公义的这个审判。
So in this verse, the pregnancy and birth were used to explain God's righteous judgment.
所以不敬虔的人这些恶人就好像人不能够怀孕，不能够生产。
The wicked are like those who cannot get pregnant or give birth.
这些贿赂的人，他们以这个不公义的手段来赚取钱财。
And the wicked, the bribery, they make money through unrighteous method.
那可是神要审判他们。
But God will judge them.
使他们的房屋还有他们财物消失掉。
And they will lose their house and property.
所以在诗篇第七篇第十四节到第十六节说，
So in Psalms 7:14-16,
他说试看恶人因奸恶而勤劳，所坏的是毒害，所生的是虚假，他取了坑又挖深了竟掉在自己所挖的陷里，他的毒害必临到他自己的头上，他的强暴必落到他自己的脑袋上。
The poet said, Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. His mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull, his violence descends.
所以恶有恶报。
So evildoers don't get good ending.
作恶的人必会面对不良的这个后果。
The wicked will face bad consequence.
所以耶伯记十八章他就是描述到恶人所面对六种不同的后果。
So in verse 18,of Job is it described the six different results that the wicked will face.
第一个后果就是灯光熄灭。
The first one is his lamp above him is put out.
所以恶人的亮光必要熄灭，他的火焰必不照耀， 他帐篷中的亮光要变成黑暗，他以上的灯也必熄灭。
Indeed, the light of the wicked is put out, and the flame of his fire does not shine. The light is dark in his tent, and his lamp above him is put out.
所以这个恶人好像那个灯光熄灭了，处在这个黑暗当中。
So the wicked is in darkness like the light is put out.
所以黑暗是指死亡的意思。
A darkness refers to death.
其实在箴言书也这样描述到，因为恶人终不得善报，恶人的灯也要熄灭。
In Proverbs it also says, the poor is disliked even by his neighbors, but the rich has many friends.
所以在圣经里面，这个亮光或者火焰或者是灯是用来比喻一个兴旺的一个生命和一个很光明的一个前途。
So the brightness of fire or flame and light refer to the vigorous life and the bright future.
所以当这个灯熄灭的时候，就描述到一个生命的结束。
When the light is put out, it means a life is ended.
义人的光明亮，恶人的灯要熄灭。
The light of the righteous rejoice, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out.
然后第二个后果，叶伯记用这个这个比喻来描述，他说恶人的脚步很狭窄。
The second one is shortened steps.
他坚强的脚步必见狭窄，自己的计谋必将他绊倒。
His strong steps are shortened, and his own schemes throw him down.
所以，这里讲到恶人的脚步很狭窄，使他绊倒在地上。
So it's talked about the shortened steps of the wicked, which makes him fall by himself.
是吗？等一下你走路的时候，你脚步很狭窄哦，要小心哦。
So be careful if you have shortened steps.
但是圣经却告诉我们，义人因为相信神，他的脚步因此宽阔。
But then the Bible also tells us the righteous, because of their believing in God, they have wide space for his steps.
在诗篇十八章三十六节说，你使我脚下的地步宽阔，我的脚未曾滑跌。
In Psalms 18 it says, You give a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip.
还有在箴言书第四章这里说，我已指教你走智慧的道，引导你行正直的路，你行走脚步必不致狭窄，你奔跑也不致跌倒。
I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the path of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered, and if you run, you will not stumble.
所以圣经描述到一个作恶的人，他的脚步很狭窄。
So in the Bible, it describes that a wicked person will have shortened steps.
他将会甩在地上，带来不良的后果。
He will fall and have bad consequence.
但是一个义人正直的人，他的脚步宽阔。
But righteous has wide space in his steps.
将会带来神给他的福气。
And he's blessed by God.
第三个后果是陷入这个网罗里面。
The third result is cast into a net.
因为他被自己的脚陷入网中，走在残忍的网罗上，圈套必凿住他的脚跟，机关必擒获他，活扣为他藏在土内，这个什么羁绊为他藏在路上。
For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks on its mesh. A trap seizes him by the heel, a snare lays hold of him. A rope is hidden for him in the ground, a trap for him in the path.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到 有六种用来抓捕动物的器具，也就是这个网、网罗、圈套、机关、活扣和这个羁绊。我不晓得什么是羁绊。
So there are six types of tools to trap animals. A net, mesh, trap, rubber, and snare.
所以恶人好比这个无知的鸟或者动物啊，因为没有做好防备而陷入在猎人的这个网罗中。
The wicked is like an ignorant bird or animals who didn't prepare themselves because they are off guard. They're cast into the net of the hunter.
然后恶人第四个后果是啊，死于疾病。
The fourth is to die of diseases.
啊，四面的惊吓要使他害怕，并且追赶他的脚跟，他的力量必因饥饿败衰败，祸患要在他旁边等候，他本身的肢体要被吞噬，死亡的长子要吞噬他的肢体。
Terrors frighten him on every side and chase him at his heels. His strength is famished, and the calamity is ready for his stumbling. It consumes the parts of his skin. The firstborn of death consumes his limbs.
所以死亡的长子是指那些可怕而且使人致命的传染病。
So the firstborn refers to the terrible and the infectious diseases.
或者这个死亡的势力，还有那种黑暗。
Or the power of death and the darkness.
然后第五个后果就是干旱枯死了。
The fifth is dried up.
啊，不属他的必住在他的帐篷里。流亡必撒在他所住之处，下边他的根本要枯干，上边他的枝子要被剪除，他的纪念在地上必然灭亡，他的名字在街上也不存留。
In his tent dwells that which is none of his.Sulfur is scattered over his habitation. His roots dry up beneath, and his branches wither above. His memory perishes from the earth, and he has no name in the street.
所以恶人好像那些青翠的树，但是他的根将会要枯干。
It's like the wicked are like the green laurel trees, but however their roots will be dried up.
啊，他的枝子也不要剪掉。
And their branches will be cut off.
啊，就如诗篇三十七篇这段经文说，我见过恶人大有势力，好像一根青翠树上在本土生发，有人从那里经过，不料他没有了，我也寻找他，却寻不着。
I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree. But he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found.
最后一个后果就是死亡灭绝。
The last death.
啊，他必从光明中被怎么念？
撵
到黑暗里，必被赶出世界。在本名中必无子无孙，在聚居之地也无人存留。以后来的要惊奇他的日子，好像以前弃了受了惊吓。
He is thrust from light into darkness and driven out of the world. He has no posterity or progeny among his people, and no survivor where he used to live. They of the west are appalled at his day, and horror seizes them of the east.
所以这个是恶人最后的一个后果，就是被赶出世界。
So the last result of the wicked is to be driven out of the world.
被赶出世界就是代表离开这个世界，面对这个死亡。
Which means facing death out of this world.
你们认识这个人吗？
Do you know this person?
他是毒品卡特尔。
He's the leader of a drug cartel.
他是墨西哥的 El Chapo, 这个花名。
El Chapo of Mexico is his nickname.
那 El Chapo 曾经是世界上最强大的一名贩卖毒品的人。
So El Chapo is the biggest, drug trafficker of the world.
他生产这个毒品。
He produces drugs.
把他私印和分发到美国还有欧洲各地。
And trafficked and smuggled and distributed the drugs in America and Europe.
他利用在这个墨西哥跟美国的这个边境，以这个隧道把这个毒品引进美国。
So he used a tunnel along the border of America and Mexico to smuggle, to traffic the drugs into America.
成为这个美国有史以来贩卖最多毒品的一个人。
So he's a person who has trafficked the most drugs in the whole in the history of America.
那根据2016年的这个记录
，based on the record of 2016。
他拥有140亿美金的财富。
He owns 14 billion property.
14 billion US dollar.
140亿。
加多一点就要跟 Bill Gates 差不多了。
Almost as rich as Bill Gates.
那 El Chapo 他做过不少的坏事。
He's done so many evil things.
除了贩卖这个毒品。
Besides drug trafficking.
他也谋杀过人。
He has committed murder.
他也洗钱，你知道什么是洗钱？
Money laundering.
还有勒索。
Blackmailing.
欺骗，还有做所有这个组织的恶行。
Deception and also organized crime.
那么在2016年的时候，他被墨西哥的警方逮捕。
So in 2016, he was arrested by the law enforcement in Mexico.
那一年后，他被引渡美国。
And then he was extradited to America after a year.
目前他被监禁在 Colorado 一个非常严谨的一个监狱里面。
So in
it's okay.
So right now he's kept in a very high a prison with very high security in Colorado.
他的财富将会被没收。
And his wealth will be confiscated.
所以恶有恶报。
So evil doers and bad.
这种人不仅在今生得到他们的报应。
They not only get punishment in this life.
当主耶稣再来的时候，除非他们悔改信耶稣。
And when Jesus comes back, unless they repent and believe in Jesus.
不然他们必要在白色大宝座前受神的审判。
They have to face God's judgment before the white throne.
被扔在这个火湖里来承受这个永恒的这个痛苦。
And to be thrown in the lake of fire and suffer forever.
所以圣经说恶有恶报。
So the Bible says evildoers ends badly.
这个是一个真实的一个真理。
That's the truth.
让我们用点时间来默想今天的信息，让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's be quiet before God and think about today's message. Evil doers don't end good, that's what the Bible says.
就是在今生里面没有得到他的报应。
Even if they don't get punishment in this life,
但他们将会在主耶稣再来的时候受到他的审判。
They are going to be judged when Jesus comes back.
因为神是公义的神。
Because God is righteous God.
但是神也是充满恩典慈爱的神。
God is also full of grace and love.
他给机会给那些作恶的人。
He gives chances to those evildoers.
他给机会那些不愿意悔改的人。
He gives chances to those who are not willing to repent.
但是他的慈爱，他的恩典是有限的。
However, his love and grace is limited.
因为有一天他将要施行他的审判。
Because one day he will carry out his judgment.
他要审判恶人，不愿意接受耶稣成为救主的人。
He will judge those evildoers, those who are not willing to accept Jesus as their saviors.
让我们在神的面前聆听神的话语。
Let's hear God's message.
让我们愿意顺服神的旨意，还有他的教导。
Let's submit to God and His teaching.
求神帮助我们。
Please help us.
天父，求你怜悯我们这些软弱的人。
Dear Heavenly Father, please have mercy on us who are weak.
让我们在你的面前愿意顺服你。
So that we are willing to submit to you.
求主你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们做一个蒙你喜悦、顺服你旨意的人。
So that we will be pleasing to you, we will follow your will.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.